Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again tonight to have a healing session. We're working with the light beams on the Creation Light Shift. So I have with me again tonight is Sylvia Joy, and she's a beautiful consultant. She does health and wellness consultation. Been in the holistic health field and wellness for 30 years. She's had restaurants in Hawaii serving natural food. So, are you there, Sylvia?
I am here. Good night. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Seems like we have a good phone connection tonight, so that's good.
Yes, it sounds very good. It sounds good on my end here.
Okay, great. Well, wonderful. So, I want to say a very warm welcome greeting to everyone listening tonight. We're so glad that you are here with us tonight. And we would love to welcome any of our listeners who would like to share a lightship healing experience to give us a call. Or if you have a question you'd like to ask Ron, please feel free to call in during the next 10 minutes or so of the show before he starts with the healing sessions. And you can call the toll-free line. In the U.S., it's 877-270-8714. That's 877-270-8714. Or you can look on the BBS Radio Late Night page, and there's a list of alternate numbers that you can use to call in. So please give us a call if you'd like to. And in the meantime, we'll start with our topic. Now, all this week on the radio show, we've been talking about the subject of understanding your own divinity and reclaiming your spiritual identity, which seems to be the central idea that the light beings from the Creation Light Ship are communicating to us through this radio broadcast. And Ron, you've talked to us so many times before about how the Creation Light Ship is the same source that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings and his teachings, and that he was really teaching people to go within themselves for their own spiritual guidance. And he wasn't really teaching people to pray externally to an image of what they thought God was, or a location in the sky or something where they thought that God resided. And this brings up a very interesting topic for discussion, as I think many of us were raised to pray to an outside God and ask him to take care of us and so on. So I'd like to ask you about the difference between connecting to the divine by going within through our own spirit, and the idea that so many of us were taught of praying to an external God. Can you talk to us about that subject and about what happens when we do that type of prayer?
Yeah, oh boy, that's a big one. I think everybody's been taught to do that, including myself. But then when you finally realize that your divinity is inside of you and not external, and as you start looking at, if you can look at the energies, that I do very easily, and if we have any people who are kind of psychic online, they can also see the same scenario, and that when you start, anything that you do, that you, as far as in thought form, you're projecting energy cords outside of yourself, and we all know about like energy vampires, we'll just call that. People will put out energy cords and take our energy. Sometimes you can actually feel somebody attacking you with this cord. Maybe attacking is the wrong thing. You can feel a cord get attached to you, and then you can feel yourself getting drained. Like if you go into a room and somebody shakes your hand, or you see somebody and you felt fine, and then all of a sudden within about 3 seconds your energy dropped completely. Well, they're taking your life force energy from you. Well, this is not with your own free will. This is just what they're doing. And it's sometimes very hard to protect yourself from that. Now, kind of just switching gears slightly, since we all know what that is like, okay, that something outside of yourself can take your energy, you can also give your energy away. And so whatever you focus on, which in a sense is a prayer, and if you pray to something outside of yourself or put energy to something outside of yourself, you are giving that something energy. And what was touched on here by a lot of the masters with consent or maybe guidance from the Galactic Federation, which is where they came into this planetary experience, okay? Remember, the Federation is like a clearinghouse in a sense, and it's there to supposed to help us or help everyone on this planet so that we're not being attacked by other life forms that are not indigenous to our own species here. So what happens is that any life form that is connecting to us or that we're sending energy to should not actually be allowed. And so what they did is they decided to take our power away from us, so they actually created a god outside of ourselves, which is actually them or other extraterrestrial races. And they created a god image, which would be, in a sense, an idol, but it's still an energy form. So the way I kind of look at it, to be very simplistic, is like, we'll just assume that you have clouds in the sky. And each time, and this cloud was created by someone a long time ago with a certain intent. Now, each time somebody connects to that cloud or gives energy to it, the cloud gets larger and larger. And so it has a certain mindset of its own. And it's living off of your energy. And it can be dormant too, but it's still storing energy like a battery. And it never goes dead. And so you can have a belief system that has been in place for a long, long time, maybe thousands of years, not even being used. And then all of a sudden you find out a way to tap into that energy source and you can get energy from it. And it will come back to you with that same intent of what it was designed for initially. And so this energy system that we have, like that people pray to, is getting energy too. So the Federation created a god outside of yourself to take your power away from you. So you're not going inward, you're giving it outside of yourself. And if anybody, I said like a psychic, you can watch energy cords leave people as they're doing their prayer work. And it's not going to one central location. People think that it may be, but it's going all over the place because a lot of those central locations do not even exist. If you go into any Catholic church or any Protestant church or any church in general, they're talking about maybe Jesus, so this deity of Jesus is getting energy from you, but what you mention is it getting it on. Jesus does not need any energy from you at all, but you can call upon this energy, and it can do healings for you, so if you believe that this energy is a good energy, then it's being created by you. It's not the divine, okay? This is how I'm trying to describe this for everyone. The energy is a man-made energy that you're drawing upon through the belief system that people put into it. And this energy can do wonderful healings. But to actually connect to a true divine being is very, very special. And that's kind of the difference. So the main thing is to go inside of yourself and connect with your own divinity and then connect to the light ship, and because your spirit's already connected with that. And this way you're not giving your energy away to something outside of yourself. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yes, it really does. And it seems to me that then true prayer would really be that communion that we have with our own spirit, because our true spirit is our connection to the divine. And it feels to me that the light ship is really helping us to reestablish that connection in ourselves through the healing and the teaching that they do. Would you say that's correct, that's a common experience for people that go to the ship for healings, that they do feel much more strongly connected to their own divinity?
Yes, I would say that is correct, because people do feel at home. They do sense the energy. They can sometimes see the divine beings there. And so you are actually involved with the creative process that created you. So you do feel at home there. And they do a lot of miracle healings with people. But with the, like they said, you know, to us, the main thing is to have people just connect to your own self, connect to your own spirit. And that's the most important thing. And don't go outside of yourself, because you don't know what energy system you're getting tapped into. And there's many energies out there, like Jesus mentioned, you know, ye are gods, which means everything is God energy. And that could also be conceived that everything is a creative energy. And so there's really not one central God. There's just a lot of energies, maybe even claiming to be a God energy. And so always, you know, work with your own spirit inside of you to have your own divinity so that you're not separated from this source of light, because everything outside of yourself is a projection of your light, okay? And it can have false ideas, false information there, and not be in wholeness and truth. And this is why, you know, you want to connect to yourself, because you have the true, you know, energy inside of yourself to connect to. And everything else is just projections from other people's thoughts that you're drawing upon. And many healers use that energy outside of themselves as they maybe become a conduit for it. Some healers even ask the audience when they're involved in a healing session to have the people send energy to them, and then they will transmit it to someone maybe up on the stage. Well, that's the same process. They're not using the divine energy, so to speak. They're using your personal divine energy, and there's a difference there because everybody's frequency is different, and you know, you get like a mixed bag of tricks when that happens sometimes. You're getting energy that doesn't belong to you, and then your body thinks it's being attacked psychically because it's not the right energy for yourself, and your spirit knows the difference on that when you ask for your own personal healing, because it's in charge of your body. So basically, just, you know, go to yourself, go to your spirit. This is what the teachings are about. Jesus taught you, you know. Yeah, that's all you really need to know. Typically in the Bible, what he did happen to say about the situations down here upon his dying process, which is just one of his lifetimes on the cross. One of those was, you know, like, Father or whatever it was initially, why did you forsake me? Well, those words were directed at the Galactic Federation, who was his, say, guardian here, his protector to do his mission. So he wanted to know why they forsaked him. It wasn't the divine source, because he was relying upon them to help him out here. So that was one thing that he said. The next thing that he mentioned was the fact that, just paraphrasing again, forgive them for they don't know what they do. Okay, well, that's very obvious. If you just think about that, that is the energy of the people having entities in them. It's having mind control energies. So the people weren't really in control of themselves. And then the other bit of information was in one of the other two people who were on the cross with him. One of them asked for forgiveness, and he mentioned that he'll see him in heaven, basically, which just meant that the person was willing to change himself, to give up the past, and to move forward, and to release his baggage. So he like had an emotional cleansing at that time so he could move on with his life. And then the other person decided not to have that. So that's kind of how I see those as far as a metaphor. And it's, you know, it just means a lot to me to understand what those meanings are, because it's still here today. The exact same energies that Jesus dealt with are here today, you know, playing havoc with all of us and the energetic systems.
You know, one time I read that when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, he was not telling people that their salvation was through him, but that we all need to go inside like I am. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that sounds right to me. It just depends, you know. The word I am now is used a lot in New Age philosophy now. And so I am would be I am, you know, it's you, you know, I am is you. So it's like guru, G-U-R-U, you know. So the whole thing is that you are the divinity, and don't look outside of yourself, because, you know, you are going to find many ways to the light, but it's not going to be the authentic light. You know, it's going to be a way that you're going to be able to get sidetracked, and you will eventually find the light because you get disgusted and frustrated with not being totally connected. And, you know, it's possible to even have your soul stolen from you. and your soul is very important not to be stolen. So you are unique, and your spirit's with you, which we'll call the word soul, and it's here to help your body out. So a lot of these attunements that people do, that's the intent on a higher level of consciousness that may not be known to the people doing special healings and workshops, etc. And you should always ask your spirit, go inside of yourself to see if what you're doing is proper or not, or proper and right for you.
Well, that's interesting that you brought that up, because actually I wanted to talk about something that, remember last week when you were talking with the light beings, and they actually said that this radio show should be devoted to the light, and they kind of gave an exercise that they said it would be a good idea to have each person listening to go through, where each person would ask themselves the following questions: how far am I away from the light, and how much light am I holding? And then each person would go within themselves and ask them what percentage of light they feel that they're holding, and after that ask themselves, you know, after they've asked that, kind of just be quiet for a minute and let a number come to them, and they could kind of see for themselves where they were at, you know, if they were, filled with light or how much. And so I thought maybe you could talk about that. So I thought that was a really interesting exercise and something that could be very useful for us. And then maybe you could actually lead us through that.
Yeah, okay. So your light energy is actually how much spirit energy you're actually holding. So what I normally do is get people more in their bodies. This is what the show's about. And if you're not in your body, who is? And the who is entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We can call them ghost or poltergeist or whatever word you want to use in that framework. They're invisible naturally, and they're from the earth energy. So we'll do an entity clearing now, and then what we'll do is have you go inward. I'll have the light ship put you into your heart center. Go from your mind to your heart. That way you're going to be getting your true connection, your true spiritual divinity is inside of you. There's no reason to look outside of yourself, because that's just a path that'll take you a long ways around the actual truth. So here we go. We're going to take off some entities now from everyone listening here. And this will work on the archives also. And just doing some clearing right now. And you may feel energies leave you possibly. There we go. And now we're going to bring back more of your spirit fragments. This is called a soul retrieval by most people who are in the business now of doing this type of work. And we're bringing back the parts of you that have left from pain and trauma, fear, anxiety. When you get upset, angry, you're not in your body, your spirit leaves you. When you're in physical pain, your spirit leaves you. And if it's too much pain, it won't come back to you. So we're bringing these energies back and having them heal so they'll come back to you in wholeness. Okay, I'm going to count to 10 as you come back more into your bodies. You should feel a little heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, get more of you inside of yourself. This is who you are. This is your divinity coming back to you. This is your only link that you will ever have to the divine. There's nothing external to you that's going to link you up like your spirit will. Remember, everything external to you is a thought form, a thought projection. And it's somebody created that energy for you to tap into. And it will never be in wholeness. So here we come, more into your bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do this one more time for everyone here. There we go, and bring some more of you into your bodies now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so what we're going to do now, The Lightship is going to help you go into your heart center, as we try to do on every show here, and just visualize an elevator, your consciousness, your thinking, you could call it your ego self, or whatever you, way you look at it. The part that talks out of your mouth, that's the part of you that's going now into your heart center. So, and normally it's just your consciousness, just to sum that up. So your awakening consciousness is going to go to your heart center to reside where your spirit is, and then you can talk to your own spirit and get your own guidance. Remember, entities come into your head, and your guidance is not inside of your head. So here we go. Visualize, if you like, an elevator, and it's going to be dropping down from 10 down to the first floor, which is your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. And I'll just put some music on here, and you can just enjoy being with your spirit for a couple of minutes here. And ask for your guidance. Remember, your spirit's who you want to talk to. Your spirit is with you all the time, but you need to connect with it. Okay, so hope that feels good for everyone. Hope that you receive the guidance that you need right now. And again, this is where you want to go for your guidance all the time. You can use the same exercise, just kind of be still, go within, and stay in your body naturally. Don't go out of your body, because at that point, you could possibly get entities too. So you want to be very careful with that. And what we're going to do now is, if you want to have some water charged up, you can go get a glass of water. We do this on every session here. Give you some divine water. And go to your computer also. This is just for one glass of water. They'll put special light codes into this water for you so you can do your detoxification and help you out with your body. And go to your computer and just scroll down on my home page here. It'll be underneath the different nights that we have shows here, the programming, and then you're going to come to this little flower that's kind of blinking off to the universe, and underneath that is the beautiful light beam. And she was drawn by a beautiful artist who actually could see on the light ship, and this is the beam that was there. And she's drawing this real time as she's up on the light ship. And so now take your glass of water and put it in your hands, one hand on each side of it. And we're going to energize this beautiful light beam right now. So just kind of watch your monitor. And you may start to see her change her frequencies. She'll have more color in her aura normally. Her eyes will get a little brighter. Her face may come a little more 3D. And you may just see her change slightly here. Everyone has their own perception of how she's looking. But you can normally feel the energy coming off of your monitor screen. And she needs about another 20 seconds to energize her photo, she's saying. And she's from the light ship, and she's putting her energy into this photo right now. Okay. And she's about ready, so again, put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And get ready. And she's going to start to charge the water. You may feel your hands kind of buzz and tingle. And you may feel the water actually change a little bit energetically through your hands. And she's ready now, and she's doing the process. It takes about a minute. And so we'll just let you experience this wonderful healing here. And you're going to feel your body kind of tingle as you're getting healed yourself, and the water's charging. So I'll put some music on to have you do this here. Okay, and if you want, I'll just pick your glass of water up, and I'm doing mine right now, and you can just see how your water tastes. And mine tastes very smooth tonight. How's yours, Sylvia?
It's good. It's very, well, tonight it's, for me, a little sweet. And it goes down very smooth and silky, and it's a little bit thick.
It might be slightly thick, too.
Yours is, too?
Yeah. So if anyone would like to call in the next 5 minutes to maybe describe their sensation of drinking the water, we will accept phone calls in the next 5 minutes, and then we'll go up to the light ship for some healing. And we'll just kind of talk about your divinity, because that's your spirit, and this is where you want to be connected to. So unfortunately, we have a lot of teachings that don't really describe that. They all come around to it some way, but they don't always focus on that scenario, which is kind of unfortunate. And really, that's where you get all your questions answered, is to go within and be in the moment. Remember, the light ship, the creation energy, is only in the now. Everything else that's not in the now is just a thought projection. And it's, you know, energy and movement and motion, but it's not true creation energy. And that's the difference between tapping into energies that are like these pools of clouds out there that people project energy into, like this container of conscious energy that could be around for thousands of years that you tap into to do special work with. It's not always for your best and highest good. It does work, but you want to have discernment on that. And that's an interesting thing, is the divine says not to judge, because they don't judge anything, but a lot of people go, well, gee, how do I live my life without judging? Well, the fact is to have discernment, to just allow things to be the way they are, allow somebody to be the way they are, but for you to have discernment and to understand where they are in their life and also where you are, and to allow everything to be perfect, because in the divine setting, everything is perfect. And different conditions that people have, different ways of acting, they're being perfect or just the way they are right now, in the now, because the divine doesn't judge you. And that's how the divine sees you, is always as perfect. And then if you want to do a change, that means that you want to change your perfection from one perfection to the next. And at that point, that's the what can happen if you can get connected fully to your spirit, to run the energy into you to do that particular healing on yourself, to change, you know, your reality. And most people aren't in their body enough to do that, so it's kind of difficult to do a lot of these spiritual teachings, because you're not in your body enough to allow the spirit energy in you to manifest for you.
Ron, that's very interesting what you just said. I want to go back to that, if we can, for a minute, about changing yourself. If you want to make a change, you're changing from one perfection to the next. And I think that's so interesting, because I think most of the time we are judging ourselves so heavily, and we judge ourselves, we think there's something wrong with ourselves or we're wrong with our body, and so we want to make a change, but we're trying to make that change from a place of judgment. And what you just said made me think about, you know, making changes in ourselves from a place of love and, you know, seeing the divine and seeing the perfection in what we've created so far, and then moving into another creation. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, each thought projection that you have, or each time you put your spirit energy into a thought projection, remember, an entity can give you a thought and give a projection too. And that's not divine energy. See, so your spirit has the divine energy. And so I definitely need to maybe kind of clarify that somewhat. These pool of energies that are around you that people pray to, or I'll use the word put energy into, can be used for anything. People who do white magic, people who do black magic, any type of energy work at all where they're tapping into something outside of themselves to run energy into something else, that's basically energy that you're manipulating. And this is not the true divine energy, although it can have great results. So you want to kind of understand the difference here. The divine energy is from your spirit, and that's connected to the light ship, the source energy. And even though you're putting energy from your spirit into something like a cloud out there of mass consciousness, and we'll just change over the cloud to human race consciousness or mass consciousness, okay? That energy is always tainted with emotional intent. And the emotional intent is not in purity, it's not in divine order, is not in pure love energy because it has a judgment attached to it. So when you draw the energy to you, you're getting part of the energy from your spirit, which may be whole and complete, but along with that, it's going to have emotional intent to it. Because remember, your spirit's traumatized too. That's why part of it leaves you. And so your spirit, because it's not holding all of the frequencies that it can hold because it's not in your body enough, okay, to do a perfect manifestation, you're bringing in more energies that are not of the spirit typically than you are of your spirit. And then you have a preconceived conception of how to do this particular attunement or thought projection, which is in judgment. So the whole process is in judgment, and you're bringing in and transmitting energy to something that is not going to be in wholeness. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Well, I had a question about manifestation, because you used that word a minute ago in relation to all this. There's so much talk now about manifesting and how to go about that. So are you saying that kind of inadvertently people are kind of calling on this pool of projected thought that's basically been put there by people, and they're trying to use that to manifest instead of going to their own source of their own manifestation energy?
Yes, that's correct. And so what happens is you get a book on how to do manifestations, and some of the books talk about that you are in oneness with the universe, and then they talk about how your thoughts control your reality and how your thoughts create your reality. And those are all, you know, your thoughts can you create in your reality is a very, very high spiritual truth. And on the light ship, that is correct. Everything is in thought, and everything does change instantly. But down here, it doesn't work that way. If it did, you could manifest anything instantly without using somebody else's energy or thought form or human race consciousness to do that. And so, I may have some people saying, well, gee, I can go out and manifest some money from somebody tomorrow just by putting my thoughts out. Maybe I'm a salesperson and I'm putting some good vibes out, and I'm going to have, say, maybe a $500 day in commissions at my work tomorrow. Well, what you're doing is you're putting out energy into race consciousness, collective consciousness, and this collective consciousness, remember, is created by people, by emotions, okay, by the judgment energy. And from there, what happens is somebody, it has to use somebody's energy to give you something. And when that happens is, it's actually a manipulation of the energy bringing it to you. You're not using divine energy any longer. You switched over to another belief system. And that belief system works perfectly. And remember, all beliefs work, and they're all valid. But you know, that sidestepping or getting caught in the illusion here of not using your spirit to manifest. And so it's unfortunate, because in that situation, somebody has to typically give up something that they have to give to you, where it's not really freely given by the universe, okay? And they kind of mix these things up, saying that you are part of the universe. So naturally, if that's the case, then the universe gave it to you. But it's a whole different process. They don't go into the deeper spiritual truths of it. And if your thoughts did create your reality, I had a workshop in Los Angeles, and I mentioned this to the people. And I told everybody to hold their hand out if they, you know, or to raise their hand if they believe that their thoughts controlled the reality, and almost everybody had their hand up in the air. I said, okay, if that's true, then hold your hand out and manifest a $100 bill in your hand. And some people thought I was kind of crazy. Some people kind of understood where I was going, and a few got angry with me because they knew they couldn't do it, but yet they believed the fact that their thoughts controlled the reality and created the realities. And then I said, well, that's too much to manifest a penny, because maybe the $100 was too much for your consciousness. Well, naturally, nothing happened. And then I had one lady say, well, I can have somebody bring me a $100 bill tomorrow. I said, yeah, but you're using manipulated energy to do that. So you're not using the divine energy. You're using energy from mass consciousness to do your creations with. And there's a big difference there. And if you start realizing that, then you're going to want to connect more to your spirit to bring in the divine energy into you to have these manifestations work on a much higher spiritual level.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what manifestation is like at the level of the creation lightship?
Well, things happen instantly. If you all know what a sine wave looks like, it's used in electronics, used in mathematics. It's an S going sideways with a line through it, the middle of it. And you can just think of it as like a ripple in the ocean here, a nice wave going up and down, up and down, up and down. And it stops in the center. That's where the timeline is. The line going from left to right would be your timeline. And each time a pulse goes above the line and below the line, you're being manifested. And when you cross that line and land exactly on that line, there's no more manifestation because you're on the line, and that's your timeline, or you could call it zero point. And at that point in time, you no longer exist. So under a true manifestation, law of manifestation, what would happen is each time you approach that line, we'll say the line is moving from left to right. And so the line is, we'll say, on the top, the top pulse, that's the top part of the sine wave, and it's creation there, and then it's moving down, and again, that sine wave now is kind of, the line's declining slightly, going down to the flat line. Well, when it hits the flat line, no manifestation is there. Well, how does that second pulse in the bottom get formed? It gets formed by the consciousness on the top part of the sine wave, okay? And so the sine wave then is imprinted with new material. And then as the second portion gets manifested and it starts to move away from that timeline to create a new pulse, and that would contain the new thoughts of the manifestation that's going to be reoccurring. And so at that point, if you consider the sine wave like that, then every time you have a thought, it's going to create your reality differently, which is true. This happens on the lightship, but down here, there's so much mind control and so much judgment stored in people that it's very hard to have that spiritual law work here. And there are probably a few people, maybe there's 50 or 100 on the planet that can manifest something in the palm of their hand instantly. A lot of the Eastern Indian gurus can do this here, and the yogis. They manage to be able to control the energy on a much higher level of consciousness to do that. And so they can't think a thought and have it manifest physically. And the books that people read, you know, they probably understand it completely. But most people who are achieving that or trying to achieve it, you know, it doesn't work because of the low consciousness level and the mind control and everything else that's here. So, and that's the very sad thing, is that most people are striving to become more spiritual, and they're going outside of themselves, and these high spiritual laws just don't work here in totality because of the mind control. And, you know, that brings us back to our Galactic Federation that's here to help us and protect us from ET abductions that people have daily now. You know, it's still going on. Implants are going on. Mind control is going on. And this is, you know, these beings trying to, you know, capture us and use us for whatever they need, take our energy away from us. So whenever you do a prayer, if it's not going inside of yourself to your spirit, to ask your spirit for guidance, and, you know, if you give energy to something outside of yourself or agree to an attunement, there's something out there taking your energy. And that's very sad. You know, the universal shift is happening, which is what's happening now. It's This is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years to kind of clean itself out, weed out this negativity that's here. And the whole universe is instantly dematerialized and rematerialized over again in divine order. And it happens anyway, just like your body's being turned off and on and off and on. And at some point, the shift will happen, and you're going to be able to take up a different consciousness level and move on. And the gift is to take your body with you. This is what your body's waiting for all of these years, to be able to advance spiritually without having it not exist any longer. That's the true ascension process, is being able to take your body with you to a higher consciousness and have full awareness of your last lifetime.
I think that would be wonderful. I think people have really had so much time of being stuck on the earth plane and not being able to recall or remember between lifetimes, that it's been very difficult.
Yes, it has, yeah. So it's just a sad state of affairs that the human race is stuck here and for thousands and thousands of lifetimes and years, and I won't say lifetime, but years. And, the Galactic Federation is supposed to be our spiritual helpers out there and protectors, and they're not doing their job because they're infiltrated too with the darkness. So it's just very sad. And the teachings here that every church should teach, since the masters came and basically taught us different religions, a lot of them aren't in wholeness, which is very sad. Or people start channeling information from the Federation, and that's not in wholeness either, because the Federation at this point is about 35% light and 65% darkness. And so it's very hard to get 100% truth, because you can't. It's just not there. This is why when people hear channels, channeling people who are connecting with some entity outside of themselves, some spirit, it could be any spirit. You can go from Saint Germain, you can go to Jesus, Mother Mary, the archangels, you can go on forever with people who do channel these beings. What level are they channeling? And they're typically from the Galactic Federation, and this is where these energies reside from, and so they're not in all 100% truth. That's why when you go to different people who channel, you get a different take on a situation or a subject, and it may not feel right to you, or it may feel perfectly right, but they're channeling the same being, you see, and it's because there's so many different vibrations and so much interference coming here, and the truth energy is not being held. If it was held, everything would be the same. It'd be all divine truth. And so this is why it's always best to go within to get your own truth. It's great to have some external guidance from someone sometimes to kind of see where you are. Nothing's wrong with that. But just know that once you get your guidance, that you want to be able to go within again and just see if what you were told was correct or not. And some, I've heard a lot of weird things happening with people who do channeling. So, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do either. It's just bad. It's just another way of expressing spirituality. But just know that your own truth is inward, and you have your own truth automatically with you. And that's what Jesus taught, is to go inward, to connect to yourself. That's where the kingdom is inside of yourself. So that's the main teachings of the light ship, is to get away from praying outside of yourself to some deity, to some God energy created by the Galactic Federation that is taking your energy, and to go within. And by going within is what you want to do. And we've sort of been led astray here by these false teachings. And there is a lot of truth involved in them, but they're not completely in truth. And if they were in truth, and if the Federation was doing their job, we would not have famine and wars and everything else on this planet. Everything would be very lovely here. It'd be a love energy planet instead of one that they created duality in. Because the Federation created duality to take away your power.
Well, I think on that note, I think it's it'd be a great time to go to the ship, and people can experience a loving whole and complete environment and receive healings in that. Do you think it's time?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay, great.
So what we'll do is if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, just think of them now in your consciousness. Animals and pets go up very easily, but I have to work one-on-one with you as you are, human. I cannot take anyone up that you think of or ask about. I have to work with you directly. And this healing will not work on the archives because of the ET abductions that people are still going through here. So you will not be going to the lightship even if you request it. So it's only during this process here. And so right now we're connecting with the people online. The lightship is doing this. And you'll probably feel this nice warm energy around you. And it's a very loving energy. You're going to be going up through a white light tunnel. Remember, you're out of time. Like I mentioned, the sine wave, you're turned off and on continuously. And on the timeline, when the two pulses on the top and the bottom aren't there any longer, that's when you're not here. So you're not here all the time anyway. And the light ship works with you when you're not here, and they rematerialize you, recreate you on the light ship. And you're instantly there, and you're walking around just like you are here. And the light beings will do healing work with you. So the light ship only does physical healings. They cannot do emotional healings because emotions are an earth-based energy. So mainly if you have a physical condition, just request that now. They normally will not work with the people who ask for, like, more abundance in their life, maybe more money, more this, more that. That's not in their realm of consciousness to help you with that. It's only the physical body because they're concerned about your body ascending. And everything else is at a lower density. And they normally will not work with people ask for, like, spiritual growth and health. Nope. It's just strictly your body. So you want to ask for physical healings. What I will say, we had one lady online, and she, her partner was missing a leg. And she went up, and she was saying that, yeah, she saw her partner up there with a full leg. That was very nice to see a leg on her partner, and she's very excited. That's what they do. They do materialize you with your perfect blueprint up there. And then down here, when the emotional body comes into you, once you arrive here again, remember you're being turned off and on, off and on. At that point, the emotions take over, and you're recreated with the emotional intent of the emotions. This is why I do emotional clearings here to help people heal. So here we go. You're going to be going up through a beautiful white light tunnel, and you're there now, and your animals and pets are going to a special light ship for healing. Remember, the light's only in the now, and this is how they work, and they're right now having a body scan, and the body scan now is going to tell them who and what we are. They work with many sentient beings for the ascension process. And they're finding out what type of problems we are dealing with. And we can also request up there, because we're talking to them physically, what our problems are, if we have any. And if you don't have anything wrong, you just ask for a tune-up. They'll give you a beautiful tune-up. And so right now we're in the orientation room, where we're talking with the doctors. This is what I'm seeing there physically right now. I'm up there myself watching. I'm also down here. So if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see what's happening also. And we're going into another room. And this room, they're taking us to the beautiful swimming pool. This is a liquid light energy water that silver sparkles like diamonds. And we're going into a room where they have the beautiful dolphin energies. So we're going to have three dolphins come to us in the water. And these dolphins will be doing healings with us. So, again, request your healings inside of your head down here. You're doing the same thing up on the creation light ship, but just request your healings. That way you can take play and part in this healing session for yourself down here. We'll bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary down here for us to experience. And here she comes. So this is her first cause energy of creation. And it's a pure essence energy of Mother Mary coming to you in your living room. And she'll bless the room that you're in right now. So stronger, 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 stronger. sit back and relax a little bit here and request your healing. Now go into another location on the Creation Light Ship. Remember, we're there physically. There's nothing for you to do down here. And we're going into a room where they're going to be releasing from us physical body pain. So again, just request this healing for yourself and tell the light beings where your pain is. They're here to help us. So again, we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Now we'll go to another location on the Creation Light Ship. We're now going to go to another room. And this room is where they have the beautiful crystal geode. And this crystal geode is about 10 foot in diameter. It's full of millions of small little crystals. We're levitating. And as you communicate with these crystals, they kind of light up and acknowledge your communication with them. And ask for healing. You may find yourself buzzing down here. This energy is very, very strong. And so we'll just let you experience this healing. Request your healings out loud if you want. Some people like to do that more than have it inside of their head, but it's whatever seems to work for you. And here we go. And just kind of sit back and enjoy this beautiful session here. Thank you. going to go to another location on the Creation Light Ship. I'm going to go into a beautiful room where there's a lot of white light energy. And this room has a lot of truth there. So if you want to ask for spiritual truth, you can. It'll help connect you to your own divinity, the truth that you are. And you may feel this beautiful energy of these divine beings radiating this beautiful truth and light into you. So we're in this room right now and just, again, request the healings that you'd like to have. They're here to help us, and we'll see you back again in a little bit over a minute. On the Creation Light Ship. I'm going to go into another room. This room here has a lot of violet energy in it. This is another beautiful room. So again, kind of just sit back and relax and enjoy your healing here. And we'll see you back in about a minute here. And just keep requesting healing. We'll now go to another room in the Creation Light Ship here. And we're going to go into a room where you can actually have your spirit in front of you. This is a very sacred room. And it's in a different part of the light ship. This is your own creation room. So we're going into this room, and it's circular. And about 10 foot from you is the beautiful spirit that you are. It's being remanifested for you. And you're going to be able now to experience your spirit walking into you and re-energizing your body. And so I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit rejoins you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just sit back and relax and, you know, ask for healing. Thank you. we're going to one more room here. I'm getting that some people need to be hydrated, so we're going into this beautiful room where there's a large cylinder, and this cylinder is silver, and inside of it are like a lot of little bubbles, like Alka-Seltzer, we'll say. And we're in this water right now, having this beautiful oxygen come into our body, and we're being hydrated with this beautiful water that's healing. So we'll see you back again in a couple of minutes here. And just request your healing, and thank the light beings for working with you tonight, too. Taking us to one more room. They're sort of helping us out here a little more. So we're going to go into a room where we're going to help us with our forgiveness of ourselves and others. So again, just sit back and relax and feel this beautiful energy of love come into you, and it will take away this burden that you might have inside of yourself. So see you back again in about a minute. And again, request your healing. Going to start to come back to the Creation Lightship, the room there that is their transporter room. So we're walking down this long hallway. If we have any seers online, you can look to the right and look out of the windows of the lightship and look at the universe, all the beautiful stars. And we're now giving thanks to the different teams that worked with us this evening for our healing process. And if we brought any animals or pets up, they're now coming to us. And we're now having this beautiful cocoon of conscious healing energy being placed around us. This we can utilize for the next 5 days for additional healing. You want to request healing in the now. It only works in the now, so just request. And if you don't have the results that you would like, you know, wait a few minutes or so and ask again. And so we're ready to come down there. Have this beautiful white light tunnel around us right now. Takes about a second or so to come down, and we're starting right now. We're coming down, and now we're here. So that's, I liked this experience tonight. It was very, very wonderful. How do you like it, Sylvia?
Oh, that was beautiful. I especially liked that that extra room that they took us to with the forgiveness, which I've never been to. I think that was a new one. I don't know if you'd ever had them do that before, but that was so lovely.
Yeah, they surprise us sometimes with different rooms.
And it always seems to be just at the perfect time when you need it somehow.
Yes, so, yeah, that's true. So I'll be at some events coming up shortly here. End of this month, I'll be in New York in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. Going to the New Life Expo there. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'll be next weekend. And I'm doing a special workshop on Monday. And then I have... three different nights at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center there in Manhattan. I'll be doing events there, workshops in the evening, 6:30 to 9:30. And the following week we'll be in Florida after that, 2 weeks away, at another New Life Expo. And the following week after that I'll be at another event. This will be in Palm Beach, but it's actually called Lake Worth. It's about 40 miles north of Fort Lauderdale, and it's going to be a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. So we'll be there. Then after that, we're coming back and going to San Francisco. So the end of next month will be San Francisco at the New Living Expo. So I hope to see some of you people there if you're in the vicinity and live in these areas. And I'll be on a panel there, a UFO panel. I'll have the Divine Light Beam activation there. You'll be able to see your activate for the whole audience there. And again, your light beam that you have on your monitor screen will be active for the next half an hour. So again, ask for healings. And we have a show tomorrow night too, if you're interested in coming on. It's at 9 o'clock. So we'll see you tomorrow, and blessings to all of you.
Ron, I'd like to take just a minute further to say a couple of things. One, I wanted to make sure that people understand that you are available for healings even while you're on the road to these different expos and so forth by contacting you by phone or email. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, good. So be sure and give Ron a call and connect up with him to schedule whatever healing service is next for you. And I just wanted to take 1 minute to read a beautiful message that was communicated recently to Ron by the light beings of the Creation Lightship and give you something to leave you with tonight. And you may like to write this down also so you can have it as a reminder throughout your week. It's a special message reminding us each to keep connected with our own divinity, and I'd like to read it now, and here it is. Do you cherish or love your spirit? Do you know your spirit? Do you talk or connect with your spirit? Do you walk with your spirit, or do you walk with your ego, your shadow self? The only way you can know the divine is through your spirit. The divine can only help you through your spirit. So that's a beautiful message for you to keep in your heart for the upcoming week. Stay centered in your heart and keep connected with your spirit. And until next time, good night and blessings to all.
Okay, blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome.
Good night.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Night.